Hello, welcome to Lady Diva Live Radio. Here I am, your host with the most, Brenda Moss. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Phone lines are open right now. Welcome, Carmen Rogers, to the show.
Hello, hello. Thank you for having me.
Yes, I'm glad you was able to split your time and take up a few minutes with me to talk about your new album, Hello Human. And I would like to ask you first, where are you calling from, Carmen?
Well, I am currently calling from Dallas, Texas, which is my hometown. I had a show here just last night. I hosted a show with some other formidable friends and musicians, Georgia Ann Muldrow and Stout and Sean Martin. But I reside in Brooklyn, New York.
Okay. Well, thank you for that information. Wow. Thank you. So this first track that I played again and again, this track is definitely on the Hello Human album, your new album. What's the inspiration behind that song? Is there a brief story on it? What inspired you to do it?
Yeah. It's really just a song about, you know, being open and you know, being sensual and intimate. So, you know, I don't write too many sexy or intimate songs, and I just wanted to do that. And so I thought it was a beautiful and sweet way of expressing that you want to be with somebody again and again.
Right.
That's so good to you that you don't want it to stop. And so, you know, I try to write stuff that I can live with for years and years to come. So
yes.
Just wanted to write a sweet and a sweet song in a way of talking about intimacy and just, you know, digging somebody.
Yes. It's a very nice melody that you can remember.
You.
It doesn't get old, and it just keeps spinning in my head. Oh, and by the way,
fans
out there that's listening, that song is called Again and Again. So y'all go on out there and check out her album. It is called Hello Human. So as we move along in the show, introduce yourself, Carmen Rogers. We got time?
Yeah.
Yes. From what I know, you toured with Zoe, and I did have Zoe on my platform a year ago. And also, you were featured with the Foreign Exchange, which is my favorite band group. So go right ahead and mention how long you've been in the music industry. How many albums have you already put out before when you started going solo, and were you raised up in a musically talented family?
Okay. Yeah, I've been making music now for, I guess, about 15 years, always been a solo artist. I tour with Zoe. We're both part of the Foreign Exchange. And so the cool thing about the Foreign Exchange is everybody who's in that orbit does solo work. So we do work. You know, we collaborate together. We still collaborate together. And then we do our solo ventures as well. And then we also support each other's solo efforts. So I've been on several of those projects. I've put out, you know, at least four projects on my own and then collaborated with, you know, Bonte and Nicolay on their solo projects and done stuff on Lil Brother. And then, of course, I've done, now, three Foreign Exchange projects, and hopefully we'll be working on another one soon next year. So a lot of work is out there, and you know, Again and Again is produced by Nicolay, who's part of the, you know, one of the leaders of the Foreign Exchange. So it's really just a, you know, we consider ourselves more of a collective, and we'll always support each other and keep working together.
All right. Wow. Thank you for that information. Wow. That is cool, though. That is so cool. You be able to collaborate and work with people you've been working with for years. That's awesome.
Yeah. Those are friends, and you know, we definitely support each other. You know, I don't necessarily come from a musically gifted family. Honestly,
that's not
my family's thing.
I'm one of the
outliers. You know, I have people in my family that love music, but I'm actually the only musical artist in my family.
Well, thank you for that information. Thank you. So I'd like to ask you, who and what was your inspiration to be a singer-songwriter from the beginning up until now that molded you who you are today?
Yeah, that's always a hard question to answer because I just love good music. So I'm inspired by good music in general from all genres, from all kinds of people.
Okay.
And then I believe that some of it's just divine. But, you know, I definitely grew up listening to, you know, I love Stevie Wonder, the Gap Band, Whitney Houston,
okay.
You know, all the classic artists. And,
yeah.
You know, love Faith Evans and
okay.
Mary J. And
okay.
I love the Carpenters and James Taylor. So
okay.
I love Radiohead. So it's like
okay.
it kind of crosses a lot of places and weaves and kind of it's hard to kind of classify it as one area. But, you know, I love soul music and I've just – what inspires me is just good music and writing and experiences and you know, I guess the divine in a way. So I think just a lot of things inspire me and a lot of artists inspire me and with their good work, even if it
right.
doesn't show up in my music, if they make good music, I want to make good music too.
Have you ever done any cover songs? Do you believe in doing cover songs?
Yeah, I cover songs in my show all the time. And then on my debut album, I actually covered an old Captain and Tennille song called The Way I Want to Touch You. So I love doing covers. Sometimes it can
okay.
be hard doing covers as an
yeah.
artist recording because you have to get stuff cleared and there's a cost
yeah.
to that. That's why
that's
you don't hear a lot of independent artists doing cover songs.
Yeah.
But in my shows, I love covering Anita Baker. I love covering Sade.
Okay.
So yeah, I've covered Whitney, done a lot of covers. I've
all
covered
right.
Prince.
yeah. All right. That
mm-hmm.
is so cool.
We're going to mention your new album, Hello Human. Why did you name it Hello Human? What inspired you to name it that?
Yeah, you know, I think this project kind of covers the human experience of, you know, love and regret
mm-hmm.
and trying to find yourself and
mm-hmm.
You know, intimacy. And I just wanted to, you know, I feel like a lot of times, you know, we're trying to get to know ourselves and we get to know ourselves by, you know, getting to know other people and being in relationship with other people is how we also get to know ourselves. And so I think Hello Human is kind of both, you know, outwardly external, you know, connecting with others, but I think it's also kind of a reflective thing of looking at yourself and like, you know, these are all the layers of myself. So it's kind of a combination
okay.
of both, you know, that inward and outward expression and discovery.
Thank you for that, because I went through that whole new album within 2 weeks, and I really had to sit there and listen, you know, the lyrics and the melody. And then
yeah.
I wanted to research all the other albums and other singles that you did. And I'm like, okay, you know, and it's I never heard of you, Carmen Rogers.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad I got
mm-hmm.
to know you on my platform, and you got a new fan here. So
thank you.
I wanted to tell you that. And I would like to spin this track, Say So. What is the
yeah.
story behind that track there? I love that song.
Thank you so much. That song is basically, I think I was kind of writing it for and to myself, but knew that it would also help others. And really it's just a song encouraging people that, you know, there are things that you desire that you want so badly. And sometimes you deny those things because you think it's not possible. So you kind of say, yo, I'm not interested in that anymore. You know, you know, I'm cool being single when you know you desire to have a partner. Or
right.
I don't want to start that business because you're scared that if you started it, it'll fail. Or,
right.
you know, I'm okay working this job because you're afraid that if you finish school, that you'll have a tough time finish school. So I usually say that, you know, just if you put it out in the universe, if you just say so, say those words that put life into those words. If you want it, you've got to say so, because
yeah.
I know you feel it. You know, that's
yeah.
the lyric is, you know, if you want it, you got to say so. I know you feel it all in your soul. Admit the truth that you deserve joy. And it's really just you saying, I believe that I can have these things, so I'm going to say it and I'm going to make it so. It's really about manifestation.
Right. Well, thank you for that. Wow. So you stay in that seat. Carmen Rogers, we'll be right back. This is Say So.
You've been waiting on the right time. When you think all of the stars have aligned, joy and happiness elude you. You say chasing love is what those fools do. Built a shell, you still protect you.
Purchase her album or go and listen to it. Carmen, your album is on most all music outlets online everywhere.
Yes, it is streaming everywhere. It's a digital release only, so you're able to listen on Spotify and Tidal and all the streaming platforms, but you can also purchase it on Apple iTunes, Apple Music, Bandcamp, even my website, which is I am Carmen Rogers, CarmenRodgers.com.
Thank you for that information. And go right ahead and give your social media information as well.
Yeah, I everywhere. You can find me pretty much everywhere at Carmen Rogers, and that's Carmenrodgers. So on Twitter, on Instagram, at Carmen Rogers Fans, on Facebook. But yeah, and IamCarmenRogers.com is my website where you can connect with me as well. And I definitely, you know, love to, you know, share on those platforms when I can, and, you know, let you know when things are upcoming as well.
Thank you for that information. Thank you. Your photo shoots are so beautiful. Carmen,
thank
looks
you.
Like caramel all over my social media.
Love that.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's just as soon as you look at them, it jumps right at you. So you done lovely photo shoots. I wanted to tell you that. What is that ultimate desire, Carmen Rogers, or what you want all your fans and followers out there to get out of this new album, Hello Human?
Yeah, really just that. It's just kind of, you know, I wouldn't even call it a new beginning. I would call it, you know, just some freshness. I enjoyed, you know, making this project. It was a little bit difficult making it during during a global pandemic. I started it before things shut down and had to be resourceful to make it happen. Really just that I'm sharing my heart and I want to keep making music. And you know, as an independent artist, we can't keep making music unless, you know, people support and get to help us get the word out. You know, we don't have a machine to tell the world, so we rely a lot on word of mouth and people sharing that information with their people.
Right.
So just that this is my heart and it's what I love to do, and it's volume one. So there's more to come.
Well, I got you, Carmen. I got you. So I'd like to ask you, any upcoming events and also music projects, future music projects you may have in store you want to let us know about? Folks want to know, are you going to be doing any live performances anywhere soon?
Yeah. We're working on some stuff right now. Unfortunately, people have just missed a couple of the performances that were on the books, but definitely, you know, working on some things for the fall. So, you know, go to IamCarmenRogers.com or make sure you follow me on the socials so I can make those announcements. But
yeah,
nothing public yet, but definitely some stuff is in the works. Mm-hmm. Also, you know, continuing to work and record to prepare for volume two. And, you know, Nicolay, my foreign exchange brother and partner, will be, you know, heavily featured on this project as well as some other friends that I'm not going to name quite yet, but it's going to be some fun stuff coming up with volume two.
All right. Well, thank you for that awesome information. Thank you. At this time, you are more than welcome to give a shout out to all those adored and lovely people that supported you in the making of this new album.
Absolutely. I really want to shout out Deonis Cook, Deonis Puma Cook, who's the producer behind the song Say So. He created the music, and the music spoke to me in a way that I literally wrote that song probably in 10, 15 minutes. Like the lyrics poured out of me. So shout out to Deonis Cook, Nicolay, the Foreign Exchange, the entire unit. You know, Nicolay Fonte, Zoe, Cy Smith, Robert Glasper, Eric Roberson are all like periphery because we've all done some stuff together, and hopefully we'll be doing some cool new stuff together soon. And, you know, Dallas, the Dallas family and my Dallas musical family and my Brooklyn musical family, I adore all of them.
All right, and we're going to give them an applause that they will keep on supporting you in all of your music.
Thank you. And let me not forget my Atlanta family, because I really do consider myself, although I no longer live in Atlanta, Dallas, Atlanta, and Brooklyn are home. So that's where my people are. That's where a lot of my musical collaborations and inspiration come from. So definitely shout out to my Atlantical musical family, too.
All right. Yay. Let's give them an applause as well. So as we come to a close of our fun on air, I want to thank you, Carmen Rogers, for taking out the time to participate on my platform and talk about your album. And also,
you are more than welcome to come back with any new music projects. You're always welcome to come back. I will be following you for a very, very long time. So,
thank you, Lady Diva. I appreciate that. Thank
welcome.
You for the support.
Oh, you're mostly welcome. My pleasure. As we close the show, I would like to play another track off your new album, and this one is called
Thank
No
you.
Good. What is the story behind that song? I love it too.
Oh, my goodness. No Good is a fun song. Really, I wanted to. It's a fun, clever song and kind of a shady song written from the perspective, you know, a lot of times men are the problematic people in the relationship. And I wanted to write a song where the woman was. And so I'm literally saying in this song that I am a bad idea. You need to go the other way. And if you decide that you want to play, you're in for trouble. So this song is literally saying, I am no good for you, go the other direction. But if you're not gonna listen, this it's on you. So
right. I love it, Carmen. Just brilliant. I love it. I will play that track at the end of the show. Last but not least, Carmen Rogers, any words of encouragement you would like to give to the humans out here that are going through,
you know,
some hard times?
Yeah. I would say continue chasing joy. I even tweeted recently that, you know, after such a hard year plus, and honestly, for some people, for many of us, you know, this isn't completely over. You know, we are still amidst a crisis, and we're trying to, you know, continue to move through it and move forward. But, you know, it's not necessarily over. People are still struggling. People are still suffering. And even if they're not suffering financially, we've taken a hit emotionally and mentally and physically from this past year plus. So I say, you know, give yourself grace, you know, be relentless and protective of your that self-care and of your sanity, and do your best to do things that bring you joy and do things that you love, because we can see that, you know, tomorrow's not promised. So to be doing things with a lukewarm spirit just because you gotta, you know, that's not necessarily a way to live. So, you know, we do what we have to do sometimes, but try your best to do things that you love and that bring you joy, and give yourself grace during these hard times.
Right. And thank you for those encouraging words. Thank you. Carmen Rogers, you have a blessed evening. Thank you for coming
thank
on my
you.
Platform. I love your album. You keep doing
thank
it.
You.
And I'll keep following you. So you have a blessed evening. This is Brenda
thank
Moss.
Thank you, Lady Diva.
All right. Thank you. This is Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva, signing out. Let's jazz it up. Good night, everyone. This is No Good.
I'm what you want, baby, you can't help it. This is a chance to save yourself, your head, your way over it. You see me holding all the cards, yet you wanna go all in. No. It's me. Be a prophet.